Hi, friends, and welcome to another week of prayer. Today we are going to be doing some imaginative prayer, also known as prayer with fantasy.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
So, I have a second home, White Rock Lake. Oh man, I feel like all of my stories over the last several months of quarantine have been about me out at White Rock Lake. But when there are so few places that you can go, your world seems to get a little bit smaller and at the same time somehow larger. When you spend a lot of time somewhere, you get to know the place in a way that you don't if you just visit it occasionally. And I feel like I've gotten to know White Rock Lake. The other day I was explaining to someone and this may be helpful to some of you, the porta potty situations. You do not want to go to White Rock Lake on a Monday morning if you think you may need the porta potty, the porta john. It's atrocious. But if you go on Tuesday or Wednesday, generally, that is the perfect time to use the porta potty because it will have just been serviced. So, hot tip for you out there. But I haven't just been getting to know all about the toilet situation. I've been getting to know nature. And, oh, friends, the thing that has drawn my attention the most over the last several months are the cottonwood trees. If you're not familiar with a cottonwood, if you have terrible allergies in the spring when these little white things are floating through the air, cottonwood tree. And that's what initially drew my attention because my allergies were so terrible this spring and I wanted to know what tree was doing this to me. And so that began my observance of the cottonwoods. And these trees are magnificent. They live between 100 and 400 years. There's something powerful about being next to something in nature that you know was there before you and will be there after you. And it may sound silly, but sometimes as I'm walking around the lake, I'll just stop at a cottonwood and put my hand on it because there's something about it that just is innately spiritual. I mean, God made that tree. And I've recently learned that the Native Americans held this tree as a central part of their spiritual practice. There's a number of Indian tribes who practice something called the Sun Dance, and they would dance around this tree, and it was one of their major spiritual festivals every year. The tree itself, I mean, whenever you walk under it and the wind is blowing, it is the most transcendent, natural wind chime you will ever hear. If you cut the branches at just the right time of the year, and it only happens at just the right time of the year, you actually will see a star hidden on the inside of the branch. And the historical spiritual significance of this tree, it was a sign of hope and healing and transition. And so in this time when our world is so in need of hope and healing and for some significant things to change, I appreciate that the Spirit of God has drawn me to observe this tree. Because what is nature if not a reflection of God? I love the idea that nature is God's first incarnation. And so I can sit with a tree and I can fall more deeply in love with God. And so today in our prayer, I want to give you the opportunity and your imagination to go to a place in nature and be with our infinite God and see what unfolds. For this prayer, I recommend a comfortable posture, something that allows you to feel open and receptive to whatever God will share with you. So go ahead, get ready and comfortable, and then we'll begin. I want to invite you to come into your breath. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Finding in your breath today the ease that is available to you. See if today you can accept that there is no striving in prayer. Holy Spirit gives us our prayer, and we can trust the prayer we receive is the prayer we need. So I want you to just breathe into that trust for a few more moments. And as you do, allow yourself to recall that you are always in God's loving presence. And our infinite God has been with you all this day long. Breathe in and hold to your heart the truth that you are loved. You are known. And you are held by our great God. And from that place, I want you to allow your imagination to begin to roam free. And I want you to begin to build a scene, giving your mind again that freedom to partner with the Holy Spirit in this act of prayer. I want you to begin to build a scene from nature. It may be one that fills you with awe or dread, peace, uncertainty. And as it's being constructed, I want you to attend to the temperature, the time of the day. Where you are in the scene. You could be on the desert, you could be at the ocean, you could be on a mountain and a meadow, you could be in space itself, in some far-flung expanse of the universe. My encouragement to you is wherever you are, be all there in this moment. I want you to find a place to sit or to stand comfortably. And look out at all that God has made. His works are beautiful. They are wonderful, and we know that full well. Allow your heart to fill with gratitude. Notice the ease with which each part of creation is itself. The tree, the sand, the stone, the sky. Each effortlessly in touch with the nature of what it is and what God has created it to be. Notice the lack of striving. See if you can feel the acceptance in nature. That even the flaws, the seeming flaws, are not flaws. They're features. And into this moment, something breaks in. Maybe a thunderstorm. Maybe a predator chasing the prey. Maybe a wounded and injured animal. Perhaps it's beetles eating a great tree. How do you feel as the peace that you've known is disrupted? What feelings rise in you? Maybe like Jonah, you experience some anger that God gave you. Plant to cover you in the heat of the day, and then it was withered by the sun and gone. God provided a worm to eat it. And into this moment, Jesus comes. You see Jesus at a distance. Walking. What feelings rise in you as Jesus appears in this scene? It becomes clear that Jesus is walking toward you. And as he comes, you somehow feel like you can see everything more clearly. colors are brighter. Your vision seems clear. You feel more grounded. More grounded than you've ever felt in your life. And there's a sense of oneness as Jesus draws near to you. It seems like the reality of the Trinity, three in one, is something that you can almost taste. Jesus is so at peace in this world. So at peace. And he looks in your eyes and he says, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid, for I am always with you." And Jesus takes your hand. And what is it that you need to say to the Christ in this moment? What rises in your heart that you know you must share? As you share, you walk with Jesus. And each step, you feel more yourself somehow. There's some deep knowing in you, at the core of your being, that seems to wake up in his presence, and it just seems to flow out of you. There's no sense in you now of needing to strive or try. How does it feel to imagine yourself being so at ease in the presence of Christ? So at ease in the presence of nature, and so at ease with yourself. Jesus smiles at you. It's the kind of smile a parent gives when they're watching their child take their first steps. And Jesus blesses you. He blesses the expansiveness in you. He blesses your most holy, authentic desires. He blesses your body and calls it good. He blesses your heart and your mind. And blessed by the Savior, you feel full. And what spills out of you in this moment? How do you express that fullness of self, that fullness of God in you? Maybe you run. Maybe you dance. Maybe you sing. Maybe you cook. Maybe you begin to tend creation. And whatever you do, Jesus does with you. Wholeheartedly, you are doing this together. And you feel Jesus saying to you, this is how life is meant to be lived. Fully, fully present to yourself and fully present to God. And you just breathe that in. And you see someone in the distance, and they look less alive and less sure, a little afraid to be here in nature. And Jesus says, go to them. Show them. Love them as I have loved you. Who is that person? Who are the people? Who today is God inviting you to love? Will you go? Can you accept this invitation with ease? So you breathe in the invitation, and you know you can choose. Jesus won't be angry if you need to stay in this place a little bit longer. You will move with ease when it's time. I want you to take a few final moments to share with Jesus all that is in your heart. And when you're ready, take a final cleansing breath and offer your amen. Friends, thanks for praying with me. And I hope that you will get out in nature for real sometime this week. Whether that's going for a walk in your neighborhood, or sitting on your porch, or going big time and actually going camping or for a hike, all of it is a beautiful way to encounter God. My goal for this week is to find some really nice grass to lay in. I don't know why. That's just something that I've been wanting to do for a little bit now. And so, friends, God is always coming to us through creation, through our lives. And so that ease and naturalness that I hope you experienced a little bit of, that we see in nature all the time, may it be yours, may it be real, and may it be holy. Because I believe at the core of your being, you are a sacred gift that God has given to this world. And that is not something you have to try for. It's something that just is. And so be easy, friends. Try softer. I love you, and I trust that you are loving one another well. I look forward to being with you again soon.